This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. This morning, we got the latest numbers on just how productive we, the worker bees of this economy, have been lately. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports productivity for the non-farm business sector increased 3.2% in the last quarter of 2023. With the caveat that these numbers are volatile and subject to revisions, that's a significant increase in productivity for the third quarter in a row. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports on what that means and what might be driving it.
It is always a good sign when productivity is rising.
When you think about what productivity is, it is the total amount of goods and services produced in our economy divided by the total hours worked in the economy.
Heidi Shearholtz at the Economic Policy Institute says another way to think about it is the total amount of income the economy is generating per hour. And when that goes up,
that's good for the economy. That actually is what makes rising living standards over time possible.
All sorts of different factors can contribute to productivity growth, she says. But
in general, over the long run, changes in productivity are really about changes in technology,
like the invention of computers and the internet. But Keith Hall at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University says the increase in productivity we're seeing right now is actually not because of technological advances.
The biggest thing really is the return of a healthy economy. Having the recession associated with the pandemic and then the struggle with inflation, we're sort of coming out of that now.
For the first few years of the pandemic, productivity was all over the map. Now it's about back to where it was in 2019. But in the next few years, Martin Bailey at Brookings thinks we're likely to see a tech-fueled spurt in productivity.
With all the developments in technology, including AI, but not just AI, I think I'm pretty optimistic.
He says we're not really seeing the impact yet.
We're still developing AI. We're still investing heavily in it. People are still learning to use it, myself included.
But he says it's only a matter of time before it begins to pay off. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.